morning, Australian Peter Grester is among 20 Al Jazeera journalists who'll go on trial in Egypt on terrorism-related offences. Mr. Grester is accused of aiding members of a terrorist organisation. He and two of his colleagues have been in custody in Cairo since late December. An ABC investigation has revealed that the Immigration Department had major concerns about the way promising Pakistani cricketer Fawad Ahmed was granted Australian citizenship. The former refugee's claim was initially rejected by the department, but former Immigration Minister Chris Bowen stepped in and granted him the visa. Documents obtained under Freedom of Information show the department thought his case was borderline. Federal Cabinet's likely to decide the fate of Australia's last remaining fruit processing company today. SBC Ardmona is asking the government for $25 million in assistance to help modernise its operations. A Sydney woman who was trapped under a bus for nearly 2 hours has died in hospital. The 53-year-old woman was struck by the bus as she crossed a road in the city yesterday afternoon. She was rushed to hospital in a critical condition, but she died overnight. A Melbourne builder says he gave $10,000 worth of free building materials to construction union boss John Setka. Andrew Zaff says the materials were for Mr. Setka's home renovation and were essentially a bribe to keep the peace on building sites.